Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
battle. Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 7th of August, 2017. My, how time flies. We're in the book of Job, Eob, in the Hebrew. We're in chapter 16. They have really messed with the word order and translations in 16 and some following chapters. I'm going to have to read the corrected text. If you're reading in a King James Version, you will notice the difference between what I read and what they have actually listed in their text. They have changed the sentences and changed quite a lot of the definitions. A lot of mistranslation in this work in the King James. Let me clear my lungs here and we'll get right into it. Okay, chapter 16, verse 1. They're going back and forth, Job and his friends. They're hammering on Job, saying he's done some kind of sin, and Job is complaining. So this is the interaction. Then answered Job and said, I have heard many such things. Mischievous comforters are ye all. Ooh. You're not here to comfort me. You're here to stir up mischief. That's what he just said to the guy. And mischievous is 5999, and they have it translated as miserable in the King James, and that is incorrect. Now here's verse 3. They've changed the entire word order around, so I'm going to read it correctly. So pay attention to verse 3 if you're reading along. Shall have an end, that's 7093, words of wind. In other words, are you going to stop speaking nothing but wind? Continuing on, or what sickens you, they have emboldens in the King James, that is incorrect, it is 4834. Or what sickens you that you answer? Verse 4. I need to clear my lungs again, folks. I've got a cough. That's rough, real early in the morning. Verse 4. I also could speak as you do, if your soul or being, in other words, your body, were in my soul's or body's stead. If you were in my place, in other words. Because his body in 5315 also means body or being, as well as the soul is the inner being. It's all centered on the word being. And his being was full of boils and covered in ashes, and he was just miserable in pain. I could make a joining of 2266 words 4405 against you and shake my head at you. Now that shaking of the head was a sign of disparagement back in those days. It just shook your head. Oh no, you know. And that's a Hebrewism. And that's how they did things back then. We've changed a lot. People still shake their head in disbelief. Verse 5, I would strengthen you with my mouth. And mouth here is as words, okay? It's 6310 and it literally means mouth. And by the motion, 5205, of my lips, you should be assuaged, 2820. In other words, relieved of grief. Verse 6, though I speak, my pain, 3511, is not assuaged. And though I forbear, in other words, he holds back, 2308, what am I left? Okay, what am I left to do except complain? And literally, 1980 means to walk. From what do I walk? Literally, but it doesn't translate well in English. Verse 7. But now he has made me weary. That, speaking of Yahweh, has made me weary, and that's 3811. To be made weary. You have made desolate, 8074, all my company, 5712. In other words, they're speaking poetically here. The people that have come to comfort him have been made desolate. And you have, verse 8, and you have seized me, 7059, which is a witness, and they have against me here, and rising up my leanness in me, to my face it answers. You notice the difference in the word order there. In verse 8, they really tampered with it. Verse 9, they've also tampered with this. In his wrath, 639, that's nose, anger, okay. He tears me in pieces, 2963. Who hates me? Whoever hates him, his adversary, his enemy. Well, that would be HaSatan, who was doing all of this to him to try to break his face to get him to curse Yahweh, and he's not doing it. And hate here is 7852. Continuing in verse 9, he gnashes upon me with his teeth. My enemy, 6862, sharpens, 3913, his eyes upon me. Verse 10, let me clear my lungs out again. I'm recording this early in the morning and my bronchitis rises up on me. Verse 10, they have opened wide to me their mouth, like gaped at him, and said bad words, okay? They have smitten me upon the cheek, 3895, reproachfully, 2781. They massed themselves, 4390, together, 3162, against me. Verse 11. L has delivered me to the ungodly man, that's 5760, and thrown me, 3399, into the hands, 3027, of the wicked, 7563. Hands are a symbol of power. Verse 12. I was at ease, 7961, but he has broken me, 6565. He has also taken hold of me by my neck and shattered me, 6327, and set me up for his mark, 4307. This is the enemy. A mark is a target, okay? And it supports this verse, 13. His archers, 7228. See, his archers are using him as a target. That's what verse 12 sets up. His archers surrounded me. He pierces my kidneys, 3629, and does not spare, 2550. He pours out my gall, 4845, upon the ground. Okay, verse 14. Now they have changed this. He breaks me, 6555, with breach, 6556, upon the face of breach, 6556. He runs upon me like a mighty man, 1368, not a giant. They have giant in King James. That is totally inappropriate. Has nothing to do with giants. Verse 15. I have sewn sackcloth upon my skin and thrust my horn, 7161, that's a symbol of prosperity or influence, in the dust, 6083. In other words, he's really been lowered down and humbled, wearing sackcloth and the horn of power, which is a symbolic thing with Israel, is in the dust. That means he's broken low. Verse 16. My face is reddened, 2560, with weeping. Now they have foul in the King James Version. That's wrong. And on my eyelids is the shadow of death, 6757. Verse 17. Not for any injustice in my hands. Also, my prayer, 8605, is pure. 2134. In other words, all of this is happening, and he says, I haven't done any injustice, and my prayer is of pure. All right, now verse 18, they have seriously tampered with. O land or soil, not earth, O land, cover not thou my blood, and do not let be a place for my outcry. That's the proper word order here. Verse 19, you can reference Job 19:25 here for verse 19. Also now, behold, in the sky is my witness, and my witness is on high. They really messed the word order up there. Verse 20, my friends scorn me, but unto Eloah, that's a poetic name for God, unto Eloah my eye pours out. And tears is implied here. Verse 21, oh, that one might plead for a mighty man, that's 1397, with Eloah as a son of Adam for another man. I got to clear my lungs. I lost my breath. That happens at an inconvenient time. Verse 22, when a few years are come, then I shall go the way from which I shall not return. In other words, he'll die. And that ends chapter 16. Well, let's get into chapter 17. There's a lot of mistranslation here, and some word order tampering as well. 18 is even worse. Verse 17, verse 1. My breath is corrupt, 2254. My days are extinguished, 2193. The graves, 6913. And it has, these implies, are ready for me. Verse 2. Are there not mockers with me? 2049. In other words, people are with him and they're mocking him. And does not my eye remain in, and that's figuratively, look upon, Their provocation, 4784. Verse 3, give a pledge now, that's 7760. Stand surety for me, that means to be responsible for him, 6148. Who is he that will clasp hands with me? And clasp is 8628. They have strike hands, but it means to clasp. In other words, who will make an agreement with him? Well, he's down and out. Nobody will do that. Verse 4, for you have hid their heart from understanding. Therefore, shall you not exalt them, raise them up? Verse 5. Remember, this is all poetic. This is not a literal recounting of what's going on. This is all Hebrew poetry. And Hebrew poetry does not use rhyming words. It uses similitude of thought. The concepts are what rhyme in Hebrew, not the words. They don't have phonically rhyming words. So it's difficult in English. Verse 5, he that speaks flattery, 2506, to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail, 3615. Now here they've changed some things in verse 6. He has set me also as a byword of the people. In other words, formerly I was as a spitting in the face, 8611. Verse 7, my eye is also dim by reason of sorrow. In other words, he's crying and he can't see clearly. And all my members, 3338, are as a shadow, 6738. In other words, he's weak in his limbs. Verse 8, upright men shall be astonished at this. And the innocent, 5355, shall rouse himself, 5782, against the hypocrite, 2611. Verse 9, the righteous shall hold on his way. In other words, he's not going to deviate from his path of righteousness. And he that has clean hands, and it's 2890, they have 2889. Shall increase in strength. They changed the words in that. Verse 10. But as for you all, we say y'all down here, do you return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. In other words, he's speaking to his three friends. Verse 11, my days are past, my plans, 2154, are broken off, 5423, even the desires of my heart. Verse 12, they change the night into day, the light is here in the face of darkness. Verse 13, if I wait, Sheol is my house. And Sheol is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. I have spread out my bed in the darkness. 2822. This is all poetic. Remember this. Verse 14, I have said to destruction, you are my father, my mother, and my sister to the worm. They changed the word order in that. And that's the worm that eats bodies. Verse 15, and where then is my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? Verse 16, they shall go down to the bars, 905, like a bar of the gate, okay, of Sheol, when together in the dust is our rest. They changed the word order that when we, they will go down to the bars of Sheol when we rest in the dust. In other words, when we're dead. And here we go. Here's chapter 18. This is Bildad's sermon. Get a little drink of this ice water here. Verse 1 of chapter 18. Then answered Bildad the Shuki, 7747, and said, verse 2, how long before you make an end of words? In other words, when are you going to be quiet? Consider, and afterwards we will speak. In other words, how long are you going to rattle on? Let us say something, basically. Verse 3, wherefore are we counted as beasts? And this can mean, and are either stupid or unclean. It can mean both. But here it leans towards stupid. That's 2933. And are stupid in your sight? Verse 4, he tears in pieces himself in his anger. Shall the land be forsaken for you? And shall the rock be moved out of its place? In other words, are you expecting so much? Who are you that you're just one little man and you're complaining and all this other stuff like it's the end of the world? And here's verse 5 and verse 6. You can reference Job 21, verse 17 for this. And this is in other scriptures. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out. 1846. And the spark of his fire shall not shine. Verse 6, the light shall be dark in his tent, and his lamp shall be put out with him. Now here's verse 7, they've really tampered with this one. I've corrected the word order. Shall be impeded, not straightened, 3334. Shall be impeded the steps of his strength, and he shall be cast down, 7993, by his own counsel. That's a correct word order in the Hebrew. They've really changed it in the English. Verse 8, For he is cast into a net, 7568, by his own feet, and upon a snare, 7639, he walks. Verse 9, the bird trap, 6341, shall take hold of him by the heel, and the snare, 6782, they have robber here, That's incorrect. The snare shall prevail or be strong, 2388, against him. Hidden, here 10, they messed the word order up in this. Hidden for him in the ground is the snare, and a trap for him in the way. 54:10. Verse 11, they really tore this one up. On every side shall overwhelm him, 1204, tares, and shall drive him, 6327, and that is an odd usage of this word here, and shall drive him to his feet. Verse 12, his strength, 202, shall be hunger bitten, 7457, and destruction shall be ready at his side, 6763. Verse 13, it shall devour the parts, 905, of his skin, 5785. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his parts. Let me clear my lungs again, folks. Okay. Verse 14 of chapter 18. His confidence shall be torn from his tent, and it shall march him to the king of tares. See the difference between that verse as it's written and what they have in the King James? Verse 15, it shall dwell in his tent because it is none of his. Shall be scattered, 2219, upon his habitation, 5116, burning sulfur, 1614. Now they have brimstone here, which is okay, but most people don't know what brimstone actually is. Like on Sodom and Gomorrah, they had fire and brimstone. Well, that's burning sulfur mixed with burning pitch from the tar pits that were in that the plains surrounding Sodom and Gomorrah and all the towns around there. And it was on fire, it was raining down from the sky. That leads me to believe it was volcanic activity, which is very much within the realm of Yahweh to do. Verse 16. From beneath, 8478, his roots shall be dried up, and from above shall his branch, 2105, be cut off, 5243. All right. Verse 17. His remembrance shall perish from the land, and he shall have no name in the open country or abroad. Have no name abroad. And that's on the face, it's 6440 and 2351. Verse 18, He shall be driven from the light into darkness and chased out of the world. Now that is correct here. 8398, Tabel, that is the world, the whole planet. Verse 19, he shall neither have son nor posterity. That's 5209 and 5220 among his people, nor any survivor in his dwellings. 8300 is survivor and 4033 is dwellings. Now, verse 20, they have really messed up the word order. I'm going to read it correctly. At his day shall be astonished those that come after him, as the former, 6931, were seized by, 270, horror, 8178. Verse 21, surely such are the dwellings, 4908, of the unrighteous, 5767. And this is the place, and it has of him that does not know El, of the divine being. I don't want to say God, because that's a pagan term. Comes from Gad, the god of luck. I try to read it correctly and not insert churchisms in it. And here's chapter 19. And Eob is going to confidently answer these accusations. And Bildad in chapter 18 was sermonizing about the wicked, implying that Job has done something wicked. See, they still just don't get that this is a confrontation between Yahweh and the adversary, and they're using Job as a pawn. And Yahweh is going to be vindicated, and the Satan will be a fool in the end, because even all the things that have happened to Job, he's not cursing God and placing blame on Yahweh. He's just accepting what's coming, but not without complaint. Okay. Oh, why am I suffering? You know, okay, well, even he doesn't know yet. Yahweh hasn't told him that this is a little game between the devil and the Almighty. But this is all poetic writings here. It's not prose. Then Job answered and said, how long will you grieve my spirit and break me in pieces with words? Verse 3, these 10 times have you shamed me. You are not ashamed that you wrong me. Verse 4, he's standing up to him. And be it indeed that I have erred, 7686, my error, 4879, remains, 3885, with myself. Verse 5, if indeed you will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against me, 3198, my reproach, 2781. Verse 6, know then that Eloah, that is the divine being, that's a poetic firm of El, has subverted me. that has denied me justice. And with his net, 4685, has compassed me, or covered me, or surrounded me with his net. Verse 7. Behold, I cry out, 6817, of wrong, 2555. That's harm. That's Hamas. Or violence. But I am not answered. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He does not understand why Yahweh is allowing this to happen to him. Verse 18, he has walled up my way. Walled up is 1443. And way is the path that he has to walk in life. He has walled up my way that I cannot pass. And he has set darkness in my path. 5410, and that is the path of life. Verse 9. This has been changed, so I've straightened it out. Of my glory, 3519, he has stripped me. Stripped from upon me. And taken the crown from my head. Verse 10. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. In other words, that's literally have walked away. And my hope has he removed, 5265, like a tree that you just chopped down. Verse 11, he has also kindled against me his wrath, and he counts me unto him as one of his enemies. In other words, he thinks Yahweh is angry and counts him as an enemy and is putting wrath upon him. See, he doesn't know what's going on up in heaven. Verse 12, his troops come together and raise up against me their way. In other words, their way of life, their way of doing things. And encamp round about my tent. Verse 13, he has put far away my brothers from me, and my acquaintances, those are people that he knows, are verily alienated from me. 21:14, alienated. To be strange. Okay. Verse 14, my kinsfolk have ceased to be, 2308, and my acquaintances, in other words, those who know him, that's 3045, to know, yada, have forgotten me. They that sojourn, 1481, in my house, and my maidservants count me for a foreigner. 21:14. I am an alien, 5237, in their sight. Ooh. That's rough. That's really rough. Because the word they use for alien here, that's verse 15. That's Nakri. That means a racial alien. That's real serious rejection right there. Verse 16. I called my servant, and he gave no answer. I entreated him, 2603, with my mouth. But please come. Well, no, he isn't coming. Verse 17, my breath, or spirit, is loathsome, 21:14, that's foreign, to my wife. I am loathsome to, 2603, the sons of my own womb. 990. His wife's womb is his womb. His children don't even want him, the ones that are left alive. Verse 18, yea, young children despised me. 3988. I arose and they spoke against me. And here's verse 19. It's heavily modified in the King James. I'm going to read it correctly. And you can reference Sirach, chapter 6, verse 8. All the men of my intimate circle abhorred me. 8581. And they whom I loved are turned, 2015, against me. Verse 20, this is heavily modified. To my skin and to my flesh cleaves my bone, and I am escaped, 4422, with the skin of my teeth. Verse 21, have pity upon me, that's 2603. Have pity upon me. They say it twice here. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends. For the hand of Eloah has touched me. In other words, he's been touched by God and is being punished for something. Verse 22. Why do you persecute me, 7291, as El, as the divine being, and with my flesh are not satisfied? Verse 23. Oh, that my words were then written. Oh, that they were engraved, 27:10, in a book. That with a stylus of iron, 1270, and lead, 5777, forever, 5703, in the rock, 6697, they were graven. Now, if you read along with me in the King James, you will see that they moved all the words all over the place. I just read it in the proper word order. That with a stylus of iron and lead, forever in the rock, they were graven. That's correct. Verse 25. For I know that my kinsman redeemer, 1350, lives, 24:16, and that at the last day, 314 upon the earth. He shall stand. That's speaking of Yeshua Messiah. Ho, ho, ho. Verse 26. And though after my skin, 5785, is struck off, 5362, this body, yet in my flesh I shall see, 2372, Eloah, the poetic name for Elohim. Okay, translate that as God, the divine being, okay? 27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. 21:14, not a stranger, okay? Though my heart, 3629, be consumed within me. In other words, even though he's going to be dead, he's going to see the Redeemer after he rises. This was written before the Torah of Moshe, okay? This is the oldest book in Scripture, and it's speaking of the Messiah, and he's going to see the Messiah in the last day. What can you say about that? That's awesome, okay? Verse 28, but you should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? In other words, why do you persecute me if it's all my fault anyway? Because they're still thinking that Job has done something. They don't get the fact that this is a testing by the devil to try to break his faith. I can't stress that enough. That's the same thing that's going on with us today. Verse 29. Be you afraid, 1481, of the presence of the sword. For wrath brings the punishment, that's the iniquities, or punishment of iniquities. It serves a dual purpose. For wrath brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know there a judgment for cause. Now, this verse 29, some texts have the wrath of Shaddai, that you may know the Almighty. Okay? That's from the Qumran scrolls. And verse 29 is considered corrupt because the stuff was damaged. And this is the way they translated it. So there's two that bring the punishments of the sword, that that you may know the Almighty. Instead of 7945, it would be 7706. That's one of the things. We have problems with that, with these really old texts, that over time the scrolls, they were written on scrolls that could roll up. They have disintegrated. They've had to piece little pieces. There's holes, actual physical holes in the text, where it's just fallen apart. It was written on papyrus and on animal skins and stuff, and it didn't stand the test of time. And these are ancient. Because this predates the work of Moses. This is written before he wrote the Torah, when Yahweh revealed the Torah to him. And here, Job is praising and says, even though I'm suffering right now, irregardless of what's going on with me at this moment, in the end, at the last day, I'm going to see the Redeemer. He's going to see Yeshua Messiah. He's foretelling the coming of the kinsman Redeemer here. Kinsman Redeemer, right in verse 25, 1350. He knows that he lives. So, this foretelling, even before Moshe, of the kinsman redeemer, Yeshua Messiah, is in this book, the oldest book in the scriptures. That's awesome, folks. Seriously. This book is full of nuggets of information like this. And the interaction between the friends and Job, with the friends and Job both being in ignorance of what's really going on in the heavenly realm. I mean, it's going to be explained to everybody later on, because Yahweh's going to speak to them and rebuke them. And they're going to have to ask forgiveness. That's coming later. So, we will continue this on Wednesday, the 9th, beginning in chapter 20. And just go on from there. I'm not trying to rush this. It would do it disservice. As you can see, with all the comments and the corrections, I have extensive notes in my poor old beleaguered King James Bible. With all the, I have the Word Study series, King James, and has all the Strong's numbers. So I will say Shalom Aleichem. It's time for me to go, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday the 9th. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.